Good evening, everyone. We continue with our Halacha Gems learning in Tefillah Kehilchosa. Tonight's learning has been anonymously, generously sponsored for the Refuah Shalema for Sarah Rivka Bas Chaya. She should have a Refuah Shalema. We're learning Hilchas Birchas HaShachar in Simen Mem Aleph Mem Vav in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. And we've been discussing where the Ramah says, Dafilu lo nischayev behen mevarech Oysan. For those brachos and the birchas hashachar, one seems to be not obligated for whatever the circumstantial reason is. So nonetheless, the psak halacha, according to the Ramah, is that you still nonetheless are obligated to say that bracha. So what does it mean, lo nischayev behen? So the Mishabura addresses this, and I just want to point out a few other examples in the Miluim, but also to share an interesting hanhag of the Chazon Ish that's here mentioned in the Dirshu Mishnebura explains. First, the Mishnebura, what does it mean, lo nischayev? What does it mean, a person not obligated in this birchas hashachar? So he explains, v'afilu b'midbar, assuming a person's traveling in the desert, she'enu shemeh kol tarnagol, where in the desert one doesn't hear the sound of a rooster, so mivarech, or in the case of a suma, so mivarech birchas pokeach ivrim, a blind person still nonetheless says the bracha of pokeach ivrim. Now the hesber of that, of course, is that somebody would be able to lead to direct the suma, or v'chein cheirish, also a cheirish, deaf, not able to hear. The afal pi, that even though he's not able to hear lishmoyes kol tarnagol, yochal levarich birchas hanoisein lesech vivina, etc. So nonetheless, even though he can't hear, he does still say that bracha. Now the chayodim quoted here in the Mishnah states, kosav the cheirish yamtim milevarich brachazu ad sheyar ayoy. Actually, waits till havchi ben yom uvein laila. How are you able to discern between the day and the night? Once you see that it's day, it was night and now it's day. So once you're able to make that discernment, so then, says the Chayodim quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, that would be the difference. So these are some of the prime examples, certainly the ones that are mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah's commentary. But here in the Miluim, here in the additional Perush, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah explains, actually, he says, V'chein, similarly, B'yim Kippur B'Tisha B'Av. Also, this would apply in Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. She'osel Nino Na'alayim, where it is prohibited for a person to wear shoes, leather shoes. So it's kosa, it's written in Shulchan Aruch later on. Hold on. Shiyach levarech, shiyach salikot tzarki. Maybe you think you don't because that bracha is going on wearing shoes and having that firm grip on the ground, so on and so forth. Afal pichein, you still do. V'chein ovel, also a person who is a mourner. So that person, v'soich shiva, the shiva simei avilosa, those 7 days of their mourning. So even though, afsha also lo lino nalayim, even though also to wear leather shoes is prohibited, so Kosov Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shibirech Sheyasal Likot Tzarki, also he has the obligation to recite this bracha. Meaning even though it seems to be their exceptions, he doesn't hear, he doesn't see it, nonetheless, he still makes the bracha. So that's the halacha, that's the rule, that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that's a click-click on your iPhones, that's the rule. But here's the hanhaga of the Chazon Ish. What's the ruling of the Chazon Ish? What's the practice of the Chazon Ish? So he says, Noyag, so he was Noyag, Shalom Levarech B'Yom Kippur V'Tisha B'Av, Birchas Shasali Kotzarki. That was his minhag. He did not say this bracha. Rather, Elo Rak B'Motzi Yom Kippur V'Tisha B'Av, only after Yom Kippur. And after Tisha B'Av, Lacha Shenol Es Na'alov, only after he put on his leather shoes, only then he would make this bracha. Why? Kedas HaShulchan Aruch, Shabracha Zu, that this bracha, Eino al minhoges shel oilam. We learned that there's a difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says it's not the minhoges shel oilam. V'im lo yischai behem lo yivarcham, which means if it's minhoges shel oilam, it's okay. That would be reason to say it, but that's not. It's circumstantial. If you experience it, bracha. If you don't, then not. And therefore, all the while that you didn't do it, so then says the Chazon Ish, obviously learned like the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have this obligation where you experience it, then you make the bracha, and otherwise, you would not. If you're not chayiv, lo yivarch, and then you would not make the bracha. It's an interesting hanhaga of the Chazon Ish, that's what he did on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. But here are some of the examples, that even though one is not obligated, still the Ramah says you still do it. That's the obligation that's still chal on this person. And Shalom al Yisrael. We'll stop here, continue with this, in Mirtz Hashem, in the night's Erev.